Welcome to the Caltex Theater, a full hour of dramatic entertainment broadcast over a nationwide network of stations throughout Australia. The Caltex Theater is brought to you by Caltex Oil, marketers of over 1,000 outstanding petroleum products, in association with Caltex dealers and distributors everywhere. Tonight in the Caltex Theatre, you will hear Daddy-O, a comedy featuring the extraordinary situation that arises when a boy from a completely unmusical family finds himself Skiffle King of England. Starring tonight, you will hear Gwen Plum and Tom Folly. Your producer, Cressick Jenkinson. The Caltex Theatre presents Daddy-O, Act One.
Another sherry, Major.
Not before sundown, Briggs.
Oh, be a devil, Claude. It's after six.
No, really. I must be on the move.
Jeff will be sorry he missed you. Briggs, did the Colonel give you any idea when he'd be back?
No, madam. He simply said to expect him for dinner. Perhaps Mr. Harry might know.
Harry? Is he home?
Firmly entrenched. He should be down directly. He's upstairs in his room.
With the guitar.
Oh, poor chap. Shocking complaint. Had it myself a while back.
He hasn't got it, sir. He plays it.
Briggs, the Major's hat and coat.
Very good, madam.
Yeah, I thought the boy was at Oxford.
He's done his 3 years. He's been down for a week now.
Still medically minded?
He's rather unsettled. We haven't been able to get him talking about his plans.
Hospital fees will be a bit of a slug for Jeff now they've retired him from the army.
Slug's the word. We don't know yet if we can manage to keep Briggs, let alone anything else. We have our fingers crossed, though. Jeff read of a wonderful job in the Times this morning with a tropical chemistry research company.
Yes, I saw it myself. I expect he'll be in a long queue. Must be hundreds of ex-army wallers that fit the bill.
Well, he hopes his experience out east might at least get him an interview.
Certainly should do.
Your hat and coat, sir.
Thank you, Briggs. Well, I've enjoyed our chat, Maud. And give Jeff my best.
I will.
Tell him I'll stop by again in a day or two.
We look forward to it. Goodbye.
Thank you.
The Major looks exceedingly well, madam.
He does, Briggs. He does indeed.
Hello, the Major gone? Sorry, Mother, thought I'd catch him.
Oh, he couldn't stay, dear. He's meeting someone at the club.
Oh, Badger.
And 19:30 all right for dinner, madam?
Yes, thank you, Briggs.
Oh, not for me, Briggs.
No, sir. I'll keep yours hot till you get back.
Good man.
Harry, you're not serious about this business tonight.
It's just a spot of fun, Mother. And you never know, it may turn out for the best. If I can pull it off, and I stand a fair chance, I'll make more in 6 weeks than in 6 years as a GP.
Well, I hate to seem old-fashioned, but it's hard to think of this thing as a profession. I mean, what will people say?
Let them say what they please. There's nothing disgraceful in starting a skiffle group.
I suppose not, dear, but what am I to tell your friends when they ask what you're doing? Do I tell them you're a skiffler? Or do I simply use the verb and say, you skiffle?
It's very sweet of you to take it so well.
Thank you, darling. I'm just wondering how sweet your father will be.
I've been rather wondering that myself.
Tell me, what time do you do this skiffling tonight?
8:00 at the Hammersmith Palais.
Oh, I do wish I could be there. What are you supposed to do exactly?
It's quite simple. I sing a rock and roll number, and if they like that, I get a trial recording. Then, if it clicks with the Bobby Soxers, Aladdin's lamp is mine.
Oh, so be your father now. Oh. I hope for your sake he's had some luck. Hello, darling. How did it go?
Don't ask me. I'm fuming. Only got as far as the outer office. Confounded place was chock-a-block. There were enough colonels there to plan another Dunkirk.
Oh, you poor dear.
We milled around, swapping lies for 2 hours, and a chit of a girl, undulated from the inner sanctum, glided up to me and asked me to produce my credentials. I gave them to her. She looked at me as if I'd handed her a packet of dirty postcards, then disappeared back into the sanctum. She repeated this performance with all of us, then told us to call back in a week. I gather this is to give the Almighty's time to sort this out. Oh, the blazes with them.
Oh, never mind, Dad. You may still hit the jackpot when they read your credentials and interview you.
Interview? I'll be growing bunions in Cheltenham by then. Any news from you people to cheer me up?
Claude stopped by for a moment. He wanted to see you, but couldn't wait.
What about?
Oh, I think he just wanted to commiserate with you about the axing.
I don't want commiseration. I want work. Did you tell him what I was doing?
He feels as you do, that the competition's a bit tough.
I'll just have to keep up with the advertising columns and see if the world has anything for a sacked colonel.
Sacked rot. You can thank those wretched rockets for blasting you all out of jobs.
Funny. Even as a kid, I always hated fireworks.
Well, I'll slip out and give Briggs a hand. I'll leave you boys together.
Mother, perhaps...
Good luck, dear.
Good luck? What do you need luck for?
There's something I'd like to talk over with you, Dad, to do with the future.
By all means. It's about time we got things settled. I think by going carefully, we can manage your hospital fees.
Dash decent of you, Dad, but it won't be necessary now.
Oh? What do you mean?
Dad, I thought things over last term, and I just don't think I've got the necessary grey matter to qualify decently.
Well, that's a bit of a decision to make. Are you quite sure about this lack of grey matter?
Quite sure. Actually, I'm a bit of a clot. It dawned on me suddenly, but I'm getting used to the idea now.
Really? Well, I suppose I'll have to get used to the idea of being the father of a clot.
I'm sorry if it's a shock, Dad.
Yes, it is, rather. It's not every day a man learns he's produced a brainless son.
It was quite a blow to me when I realized it.
Well, let's think. For the brainless, medicine is definitely out. What do you fancy? Foreign Office or Civil Service?
Oh, Foreign Office needs brains.
A matter of opinion, my boy.
As it happens, Dad, I've an idea of my own I'd rather like to try out.
You have? Well, let's hear it.
You'd better brace yourself.
Bad is that?
I want to go in for music.
What?
Music.
Music? Music, good Lord. Don't remember any music in the family before. Your Aunt Florrie used to play the harp.
You're not altogether appalled by the idea, then?
Oh, not appalled, no, but I can't say I exactly relish the prospect of seeing you with long hair and a flowing tie.
You needn't worry on that score. I won't be giving you Beethoven or Brahms.
Can't imagine where you'd get it from. I'm tone deaf myself, and your mother's not much better.
We may have had an ancestor. A minstrel in the court of King Arthur, perhaps?
There was only your Aunt Florrie, to my knowledge, and by no stretch of the imagination could you call her a minstrel. When she plucked away at that harp of hers, I used to tell her it was cruel to cats.
Well, Dad, my music's cool for cats.
Then again, of course, you... What did you say?
Cool for cats.
Cool for cats.
Yes. You see, it's Skiffle.
Never heard of him. I don't know many contemporary composers.
You're making this very difficult for me, Dad. It's too bad. You're such a square.
A square? What in heaven's name is a square?
You're not on the beam, Dad. You must have heard of Elvis Presley.
Presley. Oh, yes, there was a Presley in the Gurkhas, but I don't...
No, Dad, not the army. Elvis the Pelvis.
Elvis the Pelvis?
Yes. He got that name from The Rock.
Gibraltar?
Rock and roll. You've seen it on TV. You always switch it off.
Oh, not that confounded rock-me-daddy-o nonsense.
Yes, Dad.
Not those lunatics with washboards.
That's it, Dad.
And you want to... What are you, the washboard gentleman?
Guitar and vocal.
Oh, I give up. Here I spend a fortune putting you through Wellington and Oxford, and they send you back wanting to sniffle.
Skiffle, Dad.
Oh, sniffle. What's it matter what you call it?
Please let me explain, Dad. It's not as if I think anything of it. Look, you prefer rugger to soccer, but you wouldn't mind landing £75,000 on the soccer pools.
Where does soccer come into it?
For me to land £75,000, skiffle's a far better bet than the pools.
Do you seriously expect me to believe that people will pay to hear you singing to a washboard?
Guitar. Yes, I do. After tonight.
Tonight? You're not planning to sing in the streets, are you?
No. At the Palais, the Hammersmith Palais. You've seen those talent competitions, discoveries. I'm only up against three other acts tonight. A girl soprano...
Don't tell me. A ventriloquist and a coloured gentleman singing Old Man River.
How did you know?
They never miss.
Well, I have a good chance. I'm supposed to be pretty hot at it.
Is that the awful noise you make up in your room?
That's it.
And they'll pay you to make that noise?
Tommy Steele earns $50,000 and more a year for making it.
Oh, am I supposed to know him?
Everybody does.
And while he makes his 50,000, the Prime Minister makes only 5.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yes, it makes me think that the House of Commons must be sadly short of washboards.
May I intrude?
Yes. Come in, Mother. I've just been explaining to Dad.
No explosions? Jeff, darling, you must be losing your grip.
Well, he's been jolly decent, considering. Well, I'd better duck upstairs and get my things. Have to be there for a final run through at 7 o'clock. I'll see you both before I leave.
Well, there goes a few thousand quid's worth of education down the alley.
Not the alley, dear. The pally.
I don't see that it's any joking matter.
Oh, come, darling. Where's your sense of humour?
Maud, you can't dismiss it like that. What about all our plans for the boy?
It's just a phase he's passing through. The competition will get it out of his system.
But supposing he wins?
He won't. He'll come home with his tail between his legs, wishing he'd never heard of Mr. Pelvis.
Well, I sincerely hope so. Must say, I'm disappointed, though. Always thought he was so keen on the medicine idea.
He will be again, dear, after tonight. In any case, could we have managed it?
At a pinch. I saw Stenson yesterday about realizing on my insurances.
Darling, you didn't.
Well, hang it all. We only have one son.
Oh. Remind me to tell you sometime that you're a pet.
Yes, what is it, Briggs?
Excuse me, sir. Madam, leave to speak, sir.
Granted.
Well, sir, madam, the dinner is a cold collation, and I was wondering if I set it all out, whether you'd be able to go into action for yourself.
We're not in the mood for riddles, Briggs. Whatever it is you have to say, please do so.
Request for a late pass tonight, sir.
Oh, well,
Certainly, Briggs, we can manage. I guess the cold collation was for purpose. You wouldn't by any chance be off to the Hammersmith Palais, would you?
I had entertained such a notion, madam.
Briggs! Don't tell me you put him up to this.
Well, sir, I admit I did mention the competition to Mr. Harry, sir. So I feel I ought to support him. He may need a clap or two, sir.
With what he proposes to do, I should think just 2 claps would be a godsend.
Oh, stop it, Jeff. He makes a very nice noise.
And if I may say so, madam, I agree. Reminds me rather of Captain Stewart, sir. His little sing-songs outside casino.
Those were folk songs, Briggs.
Well, sir, if Mr. Harry renders Swanee River or back to Sorrento, you may have to change your opinion, sir.
Yes, if he sings what I know he's going to sing, I'll have to change my club.
If I get a chance, sir, and get near to him, I'll suggest an Irish ballad. It never fails.
I doubt if an Irish ballad would fit in with his type of music, Briggs. But you better get along if you're going.
Thank you, madam. With your permission, sir, I'll submit a full report on my return.
Well, it's nice to know he'll have one supporter.
Yes, I'd like to see his face when Harry starts up with his skiffling nonsense.
I'd love to see Harry's.
Are you my name mentioned?
Harry. Darling, what on earth are you wearing?
The new outfit. Do you like it?
Ye gods.
You better run, dear. Your father looks as though he's going to have a stroke.
I'm off. See you later, alligator.
Yes, dear. I mean, in a while, crocodile. Really, Jeff, I don't know how you can sit there calmly reading the newspaper with Harry due back any minute.
Oh, why shouldn't I be calm? You said yourself there was nothing to worry about. With this absurd competition behind him, he might get down to some serious thinking about his career.
Poor boy, he was so set on winning. It'd be just such a disappointment for him. I do hope the audience didn't throw things.
If they did, it'd be no more than he deserved. Sounds like him now.
Now, be gentle with him, dear. Remember his own... Briggs!
Oh, madam.
Tell us the worst, Briggs. We're prepared.
It was horrible, sir. Horrible. Poor Mr. Harry.
Don't spare us, Briggs. You promised us a full report.
I tried to advise him, sir, to suggest a good song, but he didn't seem to understand.
Oh?
So many people. It took me half an hour to get through. Finally, I managed it. I whispered to him, "Does your mother come from Ireland?" And he said, "Don't be a fool, Briggs. She was born in Tunbridge Wells."
Oh, dear.
And after that?
He got up to sing. Hideous, sir. No other word could describe it. He stood there on the stage in front of 3 other gentlemen, one at the piano, another with a washing board, and the third had a broomstick stuck in a soapbox with a string on it.
What did he sing?
I'm not sure, madam, but he kept asking his father not to rock him. Then it happened, sir. When he finished, the whole crowd went mad. They kept shouting, "Go, man, go!" But he just wouldn't. I think that's when he lost his head, sir. He started to sing again. That was the last straw. The audience went completely berserk. I'll never forget it. They just rushed screaming at poor Mr. Harry. I couldn't look. You know how I hate the sight of blood, sir.
How awful.
I think you'd better contact the hospital, sir. I really do.
And the police.
You're quite sure about this, Briggs?
Oh, believe me, sir. The last thing I saw was Mr. Harry facing that howling mob like Gordon at cartoons, sir. Then you submerged in the ugly rush. Oh, 6 to 4, the hospital.
I'll take it. Hello? Yes, it's his father speaking. A riot? Yes, we've been told. What? Keep him here? Of course you will. Oh. Very well, you'll be along. Most kind of you. Thank you, goodbye.
Jeff, who was it, dear?
Queer customer. One of those psychiatry birds, I think. Says to keep Harry here, and on no account let anyone get at him before he arrives. I imagine he wants to examine him first.
Oh, thank heaven for that. Old Patterson always takes hours to get here. And if Harry's badly hurt...
Don't let's panic. It may not be as bad as it sounds. One thing's certain, though. After this, we won't dare show our faces in society. Our name will be mud.
Begging your pardon, sir, but that calamity may yet be avoided. He didn't use his real name, sir.
He didn't?
No, sir. Instead of Harry Hopkinson, he called himself Bill Bright.
Bill Bright? Where did he get that from?
Oh, most professional people use other names, dear.
I understand. It's referred to as a nom de plume, sir. Derived from...
The front door.
Compose yourself, my dear. We must be brave about this.
Mr. Harry!
Mom. Dad.
Oh, my poor darling. What have they done to you?
Steady on, old chap. Don't try to talk. We know all about you, dear.
Oh, I'm finished.
Lie down on the couch, dear. You're home now, safe and sound.
Oh, you should have seen them. I'm lucky to be alive.
Fetch some brandy, Briggs.
At once, sir.
Oh, those horrid people. However, did you escape, darling?
I managed to jump a cab. It was...
Quick, Briggs, that'll be the doctor.
Doctor? Who wants a doctor?
You must put yourself in his hands, Harry. They know their jobs, these fellows.
But... Mother, is Dad all right?
There, dear. We won't leave you.
Won't leave me? What are you talking about? Has everyone gone stark raving mad?
Dr. Sidney Bird.
Ah, doctor, thank heaven you're here.
Dad, I'm no doctor.
What? Didn't you phone up a short time ago about my son?
Oh, I phoned up right enough, but I never said anything about being a doctor.
Hey, didn't I see you at the palais?
That you did, Billy boy, and from here in you're going to be seeing a lot more of me. Now then, let's get down to business. There's no time to be lost. All I want is 25%, and I'll steer you right to the top. Put yourself in my hands.
Look here, will someone please explain what this is all about?
It's simple enough, Dad. You have at this moment got your hooks on a gold mine.
Gold mine?
He sits right there before you. Billy Bright, the new king of Skiffle. Take it from yours truly, Sid Berg. Winning that competition tonight was only a start.
Winning?
That's what I said.
But
I was going to tell you, Dad, but you didn't give me the chance.
Oh, this is quite beyond me. Maud,
it seems our boy was a success, darling.
Success? He was a sensation. In all my years in the entertainment business, I never seen nothing like it. That's why I'm here now, to sign him up before the vultures get at him.
Ah, you're an agent.
Honest Sid Berg, the best of the bunch. 25%, what do you say?
Oh, well, I...
Done. You'll never regret it, Billy boy. If you're not earning £1,000 a week in a couple of months' time, I'll sign the pledge.
£1,000 a week?
I'll sign the pledge right now.
Right, it's all set. Now comes the start of the big build-up. Publicity. First, we've got to get his background right. Where he lives, Dad's profession, where he went to school and so on.
Well, that's easy enough. I live here in Kensington. Dad's a colonel in the army, or rather he was, till a short time ago. And I'm just down from Oxford now.
Wait a bit. That won't do. No, it won't do at all. Call that a background for a skiffle king?
What more do you want? Castles and a title? A villa on the Riviera?
Oh, worse and worse. A skiffle king must be of the people. One of them. The great unwashed. I asked you, where would Tommy Steele be today if he'd gone to Harrow? Up the flipping pole, that's where. Oh, not that I've got anything against universities and such, mind you. For MPs and share pushers, nothing's better. But for a skiffle king, rank poison. He's got to come from the gutter.
The gutter?
Well, he may make it from the curb, but no higher.
In other words, you want to tell the press that Harry comes from humble origin.
Harry?
Billy.
That's better. No, we don't tell the press. We show them. That's the gimmick.
You mean show them Harry in humble surroundings?
Mother, I'd go for you. You're the one on the ball in this family.
Are you suggesting that Harry has to live in a slum just to satisfy his, fans?
I'm not suggesting. I'm telling you, you all have to live in a slum to satisfy his fans.
Mother and father as well?
No, Mum and Dad.
Oh.
You're a poor boy, see. You went hungry, missing your dinners, walking to the factory to save the bus fares till you were able to buy a guitar. Your first chance, the pally. You make good. Mum needn't take in washing anymore. She gets her first real fur coat.
Thank you, dear.
More,
Dad. And you, Dad. No more smoking navy twists. A twofer every day.
A twofer?
Cigars, two for a bob, there's your gimmick.
I say, isn't this laying it on a bit thick?
Not if you're going to make good it isn't. In the next couple of weeks, it's essential you get the right kind of publicity. Then, as soon as your records click and the lolly starts rolling in, a grateful son buys his dear old mum and dad a posh flat in Kensington. Got it? What a headline. Whopping to West Kensington.
Whopping?
Oh, I've got a pal who deals in some very dicey property down there. It's a natural.
It's wonderful. You see, darling, it's only a few weeks' discomfort, and then a fortune in our laps.
Oh, of all places, Whopping.
I'm sorry, Dad. I wish now I hadn't won the wretched competition.
Oh, sacrilege.
I didn't realize my family would have to suffer.
Billy boy, if you know of any suffering what carries an annual 50,000 quid price tag, lead me to it.
Oh, don't worry, Harry. It's a... just a strangeness of the idea. I might even enjoy whopping.
I know I'm going to.
I'll get your river frontage. Congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Bright. You've got a good boy there, a golden boy. I'll be along tomorrow to collect your boat.
So soon?
I'll be toddling. From now on, time is money, your money. Expect me first thing in the morning. Here we are, you lucky people. Home from home.
Good Lord.
Oh, dear.
Watch out where you tread. You're liable to go through the floor and close the door gentle or you won't have one.
You don't mean to tell us that human beings have actually lived in this place?
They're doing it all round you, Dad. This here's one of six. There's five other apartments in the building. Some of them even worse.
Impossible.
Well, now you've voiced your approval, let me remind you that gold generally comes out of holes. And this is no exception.
Holes, the word.
Now, don't be too down, darling. When it gets too much for us, we can just close our eyes and imagine we're back in Kensington.
Any suggestions on how we can close our noses?
Smells like a rat's peg, Dad, under the floorboards. They come up out of the river.
Oh, charming.
I'll get busy with the duster and some polish. Make things look better before Harry gets here.
Before Bill gets here. Oh. No slip-ups now.
Oh, I feel completely at sea.
You look it, too. Second round coming up. We've got your background. Now we've got to fit you two into it.
How do you mean?
The clobber. Clothes. You can't live in Wapping and dress in Savile Row.
Damn it, man, we haven't any clothes that'll fit in here.
Well, I have. Why do you think I lug these suitcases along?
Oh, what fun. I've always loved dressing up.
For pity's sake, Maud, try to act your age.
Your missus has the right approach to this. She wants to help her son. All right, off you go and talk up. I'll take the gents' natty back to your flat, if you like.
I see what you mean now. We would look a trifle conspicuous like this.
Well, why do you think I went to so much trouble to sneak you in without being spotted? They're wide in this district. Once let them guess our little secret, and, the only records we'll be interested in is how quick we can scarper out of here.
Oh, we won't let you down.
Of course you won't. Here, Dad, you take the cases. Just closing this one and grabbing the other.
What about linen? Sheets?
All attended to by Sid Berg, the universal provider. The sheets are blankets, clean, I promise you, and you don't talk about linen in Wapping.
Oh.
Up you go now and make it snappy. I'll wait here.
Come along, darling.
A week of this and I'll be fit for a straitjacket.
Hello. Just moved in?
That's right, Pop. A couple of pals of mine, victims of the rent act. You a neighbour?
Next door along. Heard you coming in, thought I'd step by and pay me respects, friendly-like.
Oh, I'm glad you did. Always in the market for a chat. What's your line, Pop?
Retired.
Yeah? To what pub?
Coach and Horses. Feel like a noggin?
Any other time I'd be proud, but I've got to get my pal settled in first.
Oh, pretty. We could have gone round the clock a couple of times.
Oh, I'm not too hot with the darts, Pop.
I've coached half the boys round here. Middle for diddle, they call me. Let your pals play?
Not so. You're living next door to the Tootin' Terror. Better known as King of the Treble 20.
Blimey. Yeah, wouldn't want to play me, I suppose.
You asked him, Pop.
What's his racket?
Racket? He's a Billingsgate fish porter.
A bit of all right, eh?
You work it now?
Bet your life. He gets to the market about 4 each morning. He's back before us, lucky blighters are out of bed.
Dad! Dad, are you there?
I'm my daughter, Lorraine. I'm in here, number 4. What's up now?
Mum says you've got to get... Oh, they're yours.
Hello there.
Hello. You better get a move on, Dad, or the store will be closed and Mum will skin you.
Oh, blimey, I forgot. See you around, Pop.
Righto, Pop, we'll get together. Well.
I'm sorry, I'm sure. I'm an intrusion.
I like intrusions when they're the right shape.
You're one for figures, aren't you?
An expert, that's me.
Here, keep your hands to yourself.
Sorry, love, slip of the wrist.
I can see I'll have to stay out of your range.
Don't worry, I won't be around for long.
If you're living here.
Oh, I'm not. Mr. and Mrs. Blight and their son have moved in. I'm just lending hands.
Right.
Does it ring a bell?
Can't say it does, should it?
It will, it will. Do you dance?
Now and then.
Hammersmith?
Off and on.
You weren't there last night by any chance?
Matter of fact, I was. Why?
Did you see the skiffle boy?
Did I? What an epcat he turned out to be. He's got it all. I never stop screaming it. Here. You don't know him, do you?
I told you. I'm moving Mr. and Mrs. Bright plus son into this desirable residence.
Bright. Of course, that's him. Billy Bright.
Right first time.
You mean he's going to be living next door to me?
Under the very same roof. He's recording today, but he'll be along later.
Oh.
That's it, love. Swoon away. I'll be right here to catch you when you fall.
And so the curtain falls on Act One of tonight's Caltex play, Daddy-O.
Anywhere you care to travel, more tourists agree. The Caltex staff stands for better service, drive right in and see.
Caltex Butane Boosted is the gasoline made to take better care of your car's performance. Caltex Butane Boosted gasolines give faster starting, smoother acceleration, and more economical running. Next time you fill up, change to Caltex. See if you don't feel a difference. See if your car doesn't respond more readily, tick over more smoothly and steadily. The gasolines designed for today's faster pace, Caltex Butane Boosted gasolines.
The Caltex Theatre now presents Gwen Plum and Tom Farley in Daddy-O, Act Two.
Well, here we are, Sid. What do you think of us?
Not half bad, Mum, not half bad. Turn around, Dad. Get that jacket off. Dads don't wear coats in the house. And you dispense with that makeup, Mum. There's no place for Lizzie Arden and Max Factor in this establishment. A nice, greasy face from now on.
There. Is that better?
Still something not quite right. Your hair, Dad. Too natty. Do it with a quiff. And I got it, the specs. They don't wear them sort of glasses in Wapping. Get them off.
But I can't see a thing without them. My sight was the army's main excuse for sacking me.
If they see through you here, you'll be sacked properly.
Well, there's one consolation. This place won't look so bad without them.
That's the spirit. Now let's have a deco. Yes, we're coming on fine. Wait a minute, Dad. A finishing touch is needed. Oh, no, just a thing. Solly Bloomfield can fix us up. He's not 5 minutes from here. Stay undercover till I get back. Oh, I won't be 2 shakes of a donkey's whisker.
Maud, this is intolerable. Lord only knows what he's up to now.
Oh, don't be an old grouch, darling. I'm enjoying every second of it. Do you know, when I was little, I used to dress up at the drop of a hat.
Damn it, it's all right for you, but I can't go about like this. It's too much. This disgusting hovel, these absurd clothes. I'm not even allowed to wear my glasses. I tell you, it's a...
Oh, Harry.
Greetings, fellow lodgers. Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't believe it. Oh, these clothes, they're perfect. Oh, I see. You are a couple of sports.
Not a bit of a darling. We're having the time of our lives. aren't we, Jeff?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's a bit thick, though. Sid ought to draw the line somewhere.
Oh, it's the details that count, dear. But don't keep us in suspense. Tell us about the recording.
It couldn't have gone off better. They were really enthusiastic. They say I'm a natural. That I'll be in the big money in no time.
Oh, that makes it all worthwhile. Clever boy.
I'd feel a lot happier if you two weren't involved.
We're £50,000 a year at stake. We're not complaining.
But the discomfort.
Here we are, here we are. What's your Billy boy? Oh, I've got just a thing for you, Dad. Here. Clip this one on.
What in thunderation?
Oh, it's a moustache.
Regular walrus job. On with it, Dad. No one will ever recognise you now. Just clip it so.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'll give you Mr. Blight of Wapping. Throw the gent a finger.
Dad didn't look absolutely spiffing.
Magnificent, darling. He's quite right. No one would pick you in 1,000 years.
Dad reminds me, by your trade, you're a Billingsgate pistol. Fish port. What? A dab of cod under the ears and the disguise is complete.
No, no, I can't breathe. Get the thing off. Get it off.
You'll get used to it.
But surely you don't expect me to wear it all the time.
We can't take any chances, Dad. Your big danger's the neighbours. While you was dressing, I had a visit from Big Chief Nosy Parker and his daughter. They live next door. The old boy's the village gossip and the daughter's Bill's first registered fan. When I told her who she was living next to, she all but passed away on the spot.
But she hasn't seen me yet.
Hasn't she? She was at the Pally last night. Cool, look at the time. I've got a shift. Now, you just watch yourself, Dad. You're the weak link. Be careful how you talk to the natives.
That won't be necessary. If the occasion arises, I'll just say, how do you do, and pass on.
How do, and pass on nothing? You'll say, what's your cock, or pass out. Any of your Poonah or Northwest Frontier accent, and we're flat on our Khyber. The accent here is good old Bo Bills, and that goes for all of you. Cockneys born and bred, see? Right, tomorrow we start on the press. Pictures of Dad by the kitchen fire. Mum at the sink.
But someone's bound to recognise us.
In those get-ups, not on your suite. Sit tight and leave everything to me. Leave everything to me.
Oh, what cheer, cock. Oh, my sainted aunt.
You'll make a wonderful cockney, darling, and so will I.
I honestly don't know how I'm going to thank you two when this is all over.
I doubt if I should be around to be thanked. I can feel rigor mortis setting in already.
Oh, I beg your pardon. A wrong apartment.
No, Briggs, it's us.
What? Oh, no, madam. Oh, no.
That's right, Briggs, old chap. You're in the presence of Billy Bright and his mum and dad.
But the Colonel...
Here I am, Briggs.
Oh.
Don't take it too hard, Briggs. It's only for a few weeks. What's the suitcase for, anyway? Moving in with us?
Oh, heaven forbid. Your pardon, sir. It's the toilet things in your pyjamas, Colonel. I'll be popping in each day with the mail and any messages.
Oh, good for you, Briggs. We... Oh, dear. Who can this be?
Briggs, you can be my brother, Jack. Your brother Jack, sir.
Greetings, one and all. Ridge Parker's the name from next door. Just coming to say hello.
Thanks, Cock. This is my missus.
Pleased to meet you, love.
And my son, Billy.
Watcher.
What's wrong with his harness here, Wind?
That's my brother Jack. Helps me with the heavy fish. He's not feeling too happy today. There's talk of putting him onto kippers. Ain't that right, Jack?
Rather partial with kippers myself. Oh, by the way, your pal who was there earlier tells me you're a dab hand at the old darts.
Who, me?
Oh, yes. We have an old suitcase full of cups and medals. What are yours, one?
You don't tell me. We must have a game, boy. I'll introduce it to our local bunch. Not in your class, but we might pick up a few points.
Yes, yes. Well, I haven't had much practice lately.
Oh, there we go again. Well, I'll be seeing you all later, eh? Take care of your throwdown, boy. You'll be needing it.
Maud, what a fool thing to tell him. Suitcase full of cups. I couldn't hit a dartboard with a shotgun.
Don't blame me, darling. Blame Sid. It was his story. I just went along.
It's a pity we didn't think to take a course in Cockney slang before we started.
I was about to say the same thing. Now, look, isn't there some book we can get on it?
Well, perhaps I could assist you, madam.
You, Briggs?
I struck quite a bit of it in the army.
Well, what are you waiting for, Briggs? Fire away.
Well, sir, for instance, in these parts, one doesn't sleep. One lays down for a kip.
A kip, eh? How jolly.
Referring to your feet, sir, plates or plates of meat.
This is fun. Go on, Briggs, please.
The fire, madam. Anna Maria. door, Jane Shaw.
That must be her now. Come in.
Oh, I thought not interrupting something. Oh,
not at all, Dux.
I'm from next door. I think you've met Dad already.
That we have, dearie. Sit down. Take the weight off your plates.
I beg yours?
There's a draft coming in. Better close the Anamaria.
Jane Shaw, sir.
Oh, well, close it anyway.
Yes, sir. Oh,
don't mind him, Dux. He's just been laying for a kip. He hasn't woken up proper yet.
I suppose you mean he's been having his sleep. We don't talk like that in our family. Mother says it's common.
Briggs, take a week's notice.
Eh? What can we do for you, dear?
Our mum wants to know if she can borrow a little sugar. She's clean out.
Why, of course. I'll get you some.
You're Billy Bright, aren't you?
That's me.
You really stepped me last night.
I did?
Seems kind of funny, though. Someone like you living in a dump like this. I wouldn't be shotting it myself. What's wrong with him?
Too many twofers. It's only for the time being till my records click, and then we'll all be moving to a smashing flat in Kensington.
Cool. Flying a bit high, aren't you?
Well,
here we are, Dux. And tell your ma not to worry about sending it back.
Oh, thanks a lot. They'll be seeing you around, Billy boy. Get our all. Thanks again, Mrs. Bright.
Don't mention it, dear.
The original Teddy Boy's dream.
Mother says it's common. Oh, Briggs and his plates of meat.
Well, I'll be getting back, sir. I don't like leaving the flat empty too long.
You've been a great help, Briggs. Thank you.
Thank you, madam.
See you tomorrow, Briggs. Have a good kip, won't you?
I'll try, sir.
And while you're about it, think of us bedding down with the rats.
Rats, sir?
They come up out of the river to die right under our feet. And frankly, I don't blame them. We have that blasted noise. It's driving me insane.
You must be unique, darling. Father to the sensational Billy Bright, skiffle king of the century, and you're a square.
All I know is I'm being slowly driven up the wall. For a month we've been in this place, a solid month, and our only form of relaxation has been listening to rock and roll on the radio.
It won't be for much longer, dear. Sid gave us his word we'd be out of here soon.
He gave us his word 2 weeks ago.
I'll go. It's probably Briggs with our mayor. Come in, Briggs.
All clear, madam. All clear.
Well, Briggs, what's new in West Kensington?
Very little, I'm happy to say, sir. Except that I've been having some bother with Major Chetwynd, sir.
Claude? What's he been up to?
Well, he keeps on calling to see if you've returned, sir. I believe he suspects I may have murdered you both and disposed of your bodies.
What have you told him?
That you're enjoying a river holiday, sir.
I trust you didn't mention what part of the river?
No, no, sir.
Good. With any luck, we'll be back by the end of the week.
You'll find everything in readiness, sir.
Bless you, Briggs. You're a gem.
I try to give satisfaction, madam.
Anyone out?
I knew it was too good to last.
Come in, me old cocksparrow.
Watcher. Well, if it ain't Brother Jack. Watch on the arse. Hey. How's the wrist, Jeff, boy?
Still troublesome.
Too bad. Just when I'd lined up a good game of darts. Harry Corbett and Dick Smith are getting swelled heads about it. Say they can wipe the floor with you. As for Joe Duncan, he's been saying you're all talk. But he'll believe that treble 20 stuff when he sees it and not before. Imagine that.
Imagine
that. I forgot to ask him. How'd you do it, anyway? Sprain your wrist.
At the market, flipping great turbot slipped off me shoulder. I tried to save it, and Bob's your uncle.
Well, there's the lesson. Fish and darts don't mix.
Well, I've packed it up this week. Bill's doing so well with his records, I can afford to sit back and relax.
Well, that's the style. Here, what about you, Sunshine?
I beg your pardon.
Play darts at all?
Well, when I was in the army, I...
Enough said. Come on, Cop. It's on for young and old at the old coach and horses.
Now, Reg, don't you lead Briggs Brother Jack astray. I don't trust you.
What, me? Pure as the driven snow. Let's go, Jackie boy.
Go ahead, Jack. Enjoy yourself.
Yes, madam. Will that be all, sir?
You're excused, Briggs. Jack.
Thank you, sir.
After you, Cop. This I'm looking forward to.
Oh, poor Briggs. I hope he doesn't get out of his depth.
If he tries to match Red's drink for drink, he'll be drowned. Well, I think I'll get a breath of polluted air. If I'm wanted, I'll be out the back.
All right, dear.
Don't get up, Mum. It's only Billy and me.
Oh, hello, Sid. Have a good day, Harry.
Did he have a good day? Mum, he's done it again. If his latest don't hit the top 10, I'm a pig's uncle. Rock me, baby, I'm a jelly. Real smasheroo. Another day or so and we're turning down 2,000 a week.
Oh, darling, how wonderful. Now we can take it easy.
Take it easy? Nothing. You don't take it easy on 2,000 a week.
Oh, now look here, Sid. I don't want to sound ungrateful, but this farce can't go on forever. Mum and Dad
are... Be of good cheer, boy. Your fairy godmother is working for you at this very minute. With the aid of a few magic words and a pumpkin or two, you may even be wafted back to Kensington before nightfall.
Sid, you don't mean that.
Believe it or not, Mum, we're as good as on our way.
Oh, thank heaven.
Someone tell me I'm not dreaming. Oh, this is the day we've all been praying for. Sid, you're wonderful.
I can't wait to tell Dad.
Now, hold it just a minute. It's the bright lights. It's the West End. Billy Blight on top of the world. But still Billy Blight from Wapping. Never forget that boy. Not for a single second.
Don't worry.
Right.
I won't.
Right. The open sesame for Kensington this afternoon is implicit obedience and no questions asked. Agreed?
Agreed.
Abracadabra. Stand aside and give me room. Your fairy godmother is about to perform. Shan't be a moment.
Where are you going?
Round the corner to fetch a pumpkin.
What a man.
I feel like a fraud. He does all the work. All I do is shake my head, strum wrong notes, and see that no one understands a word I'm singing.
Did I hear Sid in here a minute ago?
You did, darling, and guess what?
What?
The day has finally dawned. Darling, we're going home. Back to Kensington.
I don't believe
it's true, Dad. This afternoon with...
Billy boy, meet your fiancée.
My what?
Sid, have you gone mad?
It's an inspiration. A gimmick to end all gimmicks. The boy from Wapping to wed boiled sweetheart. When they was kids, he carried her books to school. They used to swing on the garden gate.
He's bonkers. The only get we got's been offered ginger since Noah learned to count.
You're going to be a big help, you were. Full of imagination. Why the sourpuss, anyway? Isn't this what you've been after?
I think I should have been asked first.
You've got nothing to beef about, beautiful. Fiancé to a skiffle king. Any girl will give her right arm for the chance.
If she's anything like you, I'll need both arms. And I still say I should have been asked.
She's perfectly right, Sid. You had absolutely no right...
She was asked. I went in there and said, come on, girl, grab yourself a hunk of man. I couldn't have been more plain than that, now could I?
To the point, I must say.
It was Billy's place to do it, not yours.
All right. And Billy's going to do it, aren't you, Billy boy?
Why,
Most certainly not. I've gone along with everything else, but this I forbid.
Dad, I don't think you understand. Or you either, Lorraine. It's purely a publicity stunt. It doesn't mean anything.
Publicity first and last. That's our watchword. Now, come on, you kids, just as you are. Come on outside.
What for?
To have your photos taken. That's what I want this to at the evening papers. Hustle it up now.
Lead on, General. We're right behind. My arm, Duchess.
It's all very well for you two, but I still think I should have been asked.
Oh, poor Harry. What a companion.
Sid's overstepped the mark. This time he's gone too far.
Oh, well, does it really matter, dear? I mean, if it's only for publicity purposes, why should we worry? There'll be no courting.
All the same, I wouldn't trust that baggage an inch. She's nothing
now,
but...
Now, darling.
Well, I wouldn't. Confounded, Morty.
Rich!
That's it, boys. Add it.
Hmm? Who's Ed what?
Your brother Jack. You should have warned me.
Warned you about what, man?
Him being a tenderfoot.
Tenderfoot?
One flippin' nip of special. That's all he had. Just one to limber up his throwing arm and finger. Down he goes like a ton of lead. Stone flippin' cold.
All right, boys, that's all for now. See, we make the headlines. Billy Boy and family at Kensington with fiancé in tow. Make it big and make it loud and come again when they've settled in proper. Oh, reporters. Be the death of me, they will, but I love them. I love them one and all.
Oh, I never knew there were so many.
Oh, you must have had the whole of Fleet Street here.
Why not? The more the merrier. Oh, just you wait till you see the spread you get, Billy Boy. They'll do you proud. Then tomorrow there's the shopping expedition. Billy buys Mum her first fur coat. Dad gets that suit. You haven't said a word yet. Dad, why so quiet?
I still haven't realized it. We're home. We're actually home. Tonight I'll be able to have a bath. My first for a month. You'll never get me out, never.
What's this?
Pa Bright looking forward to a bath?
It's one of his little idiosyncrasies, Laurie Gould. Being in the fish business, he loves the water. Here, let's have a gander out of that window, Mum. How's the mob behaving?
I've never seen such a crowd. Not to think they've all gathered just for a glimpse of our Harry. Our Billy.
I wish to heaven they'd go home.
I don't know, I'm sure. If they was out there for me, they could stay all night. Look, there's coppers and everything.
You better not show yourself, Billy boy. If they catch sight of you, there'll be a riot.
Someone shut the window. That racket's getting on my nerves.
Look for the soul gangs. Well, slaves, you done a great job. Couldn't have gone off better. You in particular, Mum. Munching fish and chips while they interviewed you. Lovely touch. Lovely.
Thank you.
I thought it was real bad manners. She should never order talk with a mouthful like that.
Don't you believe it, beautiful? It's done in the best. Hello's this.
Oh, not more reporters. I couldn't stomach it.
Where is he? Mr. Bright, where is he?
Right here, chum. What do you want with him?
I'm Septimus Tuesday, the new secretary in charge of these flats.
How do you do?
Are you Bright?
I am.
Well, if you don't want the law on you, you'd best do something about dispersing that mob of hooligans down there.
Wouldn't let the media call them that, Dreamboat.
They're sitting all around the stairs singing. You can't keep them out of the lift. When I protested, all they said was, "See you later, elevator," and shot up two more floors. The other residents are livid.
All right, Cotter, I'll tell you what. You and me and Lorraine here will go and distribute some photographs. That'll keep them quiet.
Photographs?
A Billy boy, personally autographed. They'll go home at me, then.
They'd want to, because if they don't, I'm warning
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we know. Come on, let's go. You too, beautiful. I've got a whole stack of them in the car.
Don't see why I always have to be dragged into everything.
Oh, alone at last.
But not for long, I fear. I say, where's Briggs gone to?
He went to his room to lie down for a bit, Dad. He's still feeling a bit wobbly from this morning.
Poor soul. He was in a shocking state.
I beg your pardon, sir. Madam, did someone call?
Ah, there you are, Briggs. How's the head?
Still a trifle woozy, sir.
Are you well enough to help me prepare supper for four, Briggs?
Four, madam.
Well, Sid and Lorraine won't be staying. But we'd like Brother Jack to join us to celebrate our first night back.
Oh, no, madam. You left Brother Jack in Wapping.
Tonight he's in West Kensington, Briggs, and that's an order.
Yes, sir. Most kind of you, sir, madam. Oh, I've laid out fresh linen in your best suit, sir, and also I have the bath running.
Ah, paradise. Make it brimful and red hot.
Very good, sir.
Come along, Briggs. The kitchen awaits us. You two relax and make the most of things before Sid and Lorraine get there.
Leave it to us, my dear. Well, Harry, now it's all over, it's certainly been worth it. Have you worked out what your first year's income will amount to?
Somewhere in the region of 100,000, I imagine. That's records, personal appearances, advertising, all the other gimmicks and things up.
Yeah, remarkable fellow, that. Ought to be Chancellor of the Exchequer.
He says it's only chicken feed to what it will be next year.
And the year after that?
No year after that, Dad.
What?
Another 12 months and I pack this nonsense up. I'll have all the money I need.
My boy, you can't be serious.
I've never been more so, Dad. Billy Bright, the Skiffle King, will descend from his washboard throne and become once more Harry Hopkinson, medical student.
But you...
No buts, Dad. My mind's made up. I'll be able to pay my own hospital fees, even via practice. And there'll be no need for you and Mother to scrape ever again.
My dear boy...
I couldn't have done it without your help, Dad. And I want you to know I'm very grateful.
Oh, rot. We did no more than any other parents would do. Admittedly, we did.
In charge, you two. Quick. Hurry.
Oh.
Sid, what's happened?
Oh, we only just made it. They don't want photos. They want flesh and blood. Poor old pussy here went close to getting crucified.
You're okay for this, Bright. I'm off to contact my superiors, and if I get the orders I anticipate, you'll be out of here lock, stock, and barrel within the hour.
I wouldn't go out the front way if I were you, old chap. Better use the fire escape.
That, young man, is exactly what I intend to do.
They should moan. Look what they've done to me dress. It's ripped to shreds.
Oh, I'd lend you me coat to cover up if they hadn't snatched it too.
Here, take mine. I say, look, I'm sorry for all this.
Don't apologise, boy. For years to come, this is your life.
Not for years, Sid. For 1 year.
I?
A year after this current one, then I'm packing it in.
Are you off your trolley?
I'm going to be a doctor.
Doctor? Cool, you need a doctor, I'll tell you that.
It's what I want to do, what I feel I must do. I hope you understand, Sid.
I understand, Billy boy. I've always wanted to be a market gardener myself. Who knows? One of these days I might even make it.
Sid, you never cease to astonish me.
It's a fact. If this skiffle racket lasts a few more years, you'll find me with a string of glasshouses growing rhubarb. Oh, I'm not saying I'm happy to see a gold mine closed down when it's only half worked, but there'll be others, dozens of them. Next time we might even have a skiffle queen. How's that for a gimmick, eh?
Here, what are you looking at me like that for?
Why not, beautiful? You could do it.
That settles it. You're all cuckoo.
I think it's a grand idea.
I don't even sing in tune.
Well, who does these days?
As for the guitar, all you need is three chords. Billy here could teach you in 5 minutes flat, right, boy?
Less.
There you are, you see. Nothing to it.
What about our engagement?
Oh, definitely out, I'm afraid. A doctor can't have a skiffle queen for a wife.
Absolutely not. Don't break your heart, beautiful. I'll find you someone to fill the bill. Just leave it to Sid. Now you run along. Out the back way. I'll be in touch.
Promise?
Cross me heart.
Well, all right. Bye, all. Be seeing you.
Sid, you're incorrigible.
I have to be dead. How else would I live?
Well, I'm glad to find you all in a merry mood.
Well, if it ain't old Pussy, back for his milk.
Never mind the humour. I've had words with my superiors, and their orders are that you leave the building at once.
What? Who leaves the building?
You, madam, together with your husband and your son and everyone else connected with you. And if you don't do so of your own accord, you'll be forcibly ejected.
You can't put us out of our own flat.
What about our lease?
You've broken every condition of the lease. Moreover, said lease is not in your name, sir. It's in the name of one Colonel Hopkinson, and we do not allow sublets.
Oh, what are we arguing about? This isn't the only doss house in the West End. There's 100 others who'll fall over themselves for the privilege of having Billy Bright stay under their roof.
With 5,000 screaming delinquents in his wake, I think not, sir.
I have a horrible feeling he's right.
I have the same horrible feeling.
Pardon me, madam, but should I serve the dinner in here, or would you prefer it...
You won't be serving it anywhere on these premises, my good man. Might I suggest the Thames Embankment? They tell me it's a favourite spot for outcasts.
Get out of here, you...
Lay a finger on me, sir, and I'll sue you for assault. In any case, I'm going. But mark me well. You leave here immediately, or there.
I knew it, I knew it.
Surely there's some way out of this.
Oh, I'm afraid he's got the scuppered, Billy boy.
But what are we going to do?
First, I'll fix tomorrow's headline.
Don't tell me there's publicity in this.
Are you kidding? It'll make the story of the century. West End turns Billy Bright out. He can entertain them, but he can't live with them. So what does he do?
You tell us.
He goes back where he come from, that's what.
Back where... Oh, no.
Number 4, Prospect Street, Wapping.
Oh, Sid, you can't mean that. Look, we couldn't.
It'll only be for just over a year. You said so yourself.
Yeah, but...
Hello? Give me the news desk.
Well, at least we don't have to go to all the trouble of packing again.
Some consolation. Where are you off to, Briggs?
To turn off the bath, sir.
So ends our Caltech's play, Daddy-O. In a moment, we will give you tonight's cast and tell you about next Sunday's Caltech's play. Ladies and gentlemen, the producer of tonight's Caltech's play, Cressick Jenkinson.
Thank you. Daddy-O was written by Robert Munro and adapted for radio by Ross Napier. In the starring roles you heard...
I played Maud Hopkinson.
This was Gwen Plum.
And I played Colonel Jeff Hopkinson.
This was Tom Farley. The supporting cast was as follows... Harry Hopkinson, Mark Kelly. Reg and Pusey, David Eady. Briggs, Keith Jarvis. Sid Berg, Douglas Hayes. Lorraine, Jeanette Craig.
Thank you, Mr. Jenkinson. Next week in the Caltech Theatre, you will hear a wonderfully heartwarming story of old New England, where on the American continent, the Scottish family of Abram Mackenzie preserved the dour customs and ways bred in them. How it took the heaven-sent arrival of a rough and ready gold miner to bridge the gap of misunderstanding between Abram and his young son is the story of The Devil as a Roaring Lion, which will star Ray Hartley as the boy Joel. Don't miss it next week. Now this is your compere, Rick Hutton, bidding you good night on behalf of your hosts, Caltex Oil, marketers of Caltex Super Gasoline and Caltex Gasoline, the world-famous RPM 1030 Special Motor Oil, and Marfac Lubrication.